Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Hi, I'm Matt Shondek, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Welcome you to CU Wednesdays on the legendary WSAR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. Be sure to stop by any one of our convenient locations or check out our website at frmcu.com to see the many ways we can serve you. Today, we have Nick Cummings from Bearing Star joining us on air. Bearing Star Insurance offers quality auto and homeowners insurance at discounted rates when you switch and combine with an Arbella, including a special group auto discount for all active members of FRMCU. As a member of the Arbella Insurance Group, Bearing Star offers superior claim settlement, dedicated local agents that understand your community and the value of additional coverages at competitive rates with convenient locations in Fall River. Bearing Star understands the unique needs of your community. Welcome, Nick, and thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Matt, how are you? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on. I always learn stuff about insurance, and there's always something happening. Right now, we got some pretty cold weather out there. People's pipes might be getting hit with things. We just finished off our Valentine's gifts last week. So, what things? What tips do you have for people this week as we kick off? Especially, we just had Valentine's Day. Maybe somebody got that extra special gift at Valentine's Day. Should they think about insurance those gifts?
That's a great question, Matt. And usually this time of year, we're having our discussions with some of our customers, whether they're old customers or new, or our discussions here. You know, I just like to remind those customers and those non-customers, if you did receive, you know, a ring or expensive jewelry item or something like that for Valentine's, you know, don't forget to add that to your insurance policy. Whether you have a renter's, a condo, or homeowner's policy, if it's a high ticket item, and you know, everybody has their own definition of high ticket item, but you know, in my opinion, if it's, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 or higher necklace ring, maybe it's an engagement ring. Maybe somebody bought you a very expensive musical instrument. You definitely want to contact your insurance agent and make sure that that gets scheduled onto your policy. And you know, and depending on the item, each carrier, Matt, they're going to have a certain cost per 100 or per 1,000, whether it be jewelry, musical instruments, or something to that, watches. So everything has different a different cost per 100. Per 100 or per 1,000, depending on the carrier. So, you know, if, you know, for example, if you got a $5,000 watch for Valentine's Day, you know, contact the agency and say, hey, listen, I got this. How much is it going to cost for me to add this onto my insurance policy? I want to make sure that it's covered in case something is lost. You know, and like we've talked before, Matt, the great thing about scheduling, you have two ways to do it. You know, you can get what's called a blanket schedule, which is you tell the insurance company I have a bunch of jewelry and this is what it's worth, and if I get lost, this is an agreement between you and the carrier on how much they'll pay if it's lost. Or you can get an itemized schedule, and the good thing about either one of those is your deductible that's on your homeowners or your renters or your condos doesn't apply if you were to lose or one of those were to get stolen. So, and it does not cost a lot of money. Obviously, the more jewelry, the more fine arts. The fine arts is another thing. The more of those items you have, the more it's going to cost. However, when you look at the cost to insure those things and be able to recoup it in case there's a loss, as opposed to you paying out of your pocket to replace it, it's just, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Now, and if someone is, you know, getting that, should they be getting an appraisal to determine what the value is? I mean, that could be a little dangerous if someone got someone something that's really not as expensive as someone thought. But I mean, is there a level where you were required to prove how much it's worth?
That's a great question. So, of course, there's no standardization across the market. Most carriers will say, okay, if it's a single item, one item, and it's worth $5,000 or more, or the appraised value is worth $5,000 or more, they generally want an updated appraisal, a very detailed receipt. Some customers actually, believe it or not, they go on cruises during this time of year, and they end up buying jewelry aboard ships. And generally, the ships have a very detailed receipt that gives a description, the weight, clarity, color, if it's a ring or a diamond or something like that. And then, you know, I ask my customers just to send that over to me, so we send it to the insurance company so they have a good description of it. If it's something of lesser value, you know, I always, you know, recommend or instruct my customers, listen, is there a jeweler that you generally go to that you've done a lot of business with? You know, go back to them and bring them your jewelry and get updated appraisals. Most insurance companies and most insured, you know, I would always recommend getting an updated appraisal every 5 years, especially if you have a lot of items. It's to your benefit. You know, if you say to yourself, well, it's scheduled, I know it's on there, but the value of an item has gone, say, from $6,000 to $18,000, and your insurance company doesn't know that, and you have a loss, unfortunately, they're going to say, well, we were insuring it for $6,000, and you didn't give us that updated appraisal for $18,000. So it's always to the customer's advantage just to get updated appraisals. Mm-hmm. Or a very detailed receipt.
Yeah, and anything could be impact the value depending on how much gold is in there. If the gold prices go up, you know, the type of gems that are in there, if they increase in value, anything could be causing that value to go up. And you want to make sure that if you needed to replace it, that you've got the full coverage there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a customer right now, and she has some very expensive posters that she bought, and the posters and the frames themselves, I think there's three of them. They're valued anywhere between $15,000 and $20,000.
Wow.
That's what I said. So I said, listen, we have to make sure we get that one way or the other. We have to get those on the policy. So just in case something happens, you're covered. And so she said, okay. And, you know, I'm not looking at the quote right now, but I think for those three items, and we did a blanket, I think it was $48. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not lying. 48. Schedule them individually, probably be a little bit more, maybe another $100. But from what I recall looking at this morning when we were reviewing it, I think it was less than $50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that kind of goes to maybe something else, and might be off the rails here. But what about, you know, people that have collectibles, not Beanie Babies, but real collectibles that have value? Are those things that people should consider listing or scheduling?
Thanks for the question, Matt. I think that's all we have time for today. No, I'm kidding. So collectibles are very, I'm not going to say they're difficult. Don't get me wrong. And some insurance companies will do that. I have a customer, and I'm glad you asked this. He has an extensive Bruins collection that dates back to the 70s. And it's very, very extensive. He's done a great job in keeping up with getting valued appraisals from sports memorabilia shops. You know, if you have an item and you think it's worth something, there is a company out there that can give you a value for it. We do, you know, we can research some of those. But yeah, collectibles. However, here is the kicker. Not every insurance company likes to add them on. So some companies will say, we don't do collectibles, or they have a limit, a monetary limit, a coverage limit on what they do. I do have a couple of carriers that will take those. And while we're talking about this, I think, you know, another great topic is hearing aids. You know, I was astonished when I found out the cost of some of these, to replace some of these hearing aids when I first got in this industry, Matt. And, you know, there are very few companies that will not only schedule them, but replace them. But generally, they'll replace them one time. It's a one-time deal. So if you lose those Bell and Howell, you know, $10,000 hearing aids. But you know what? If you do have hearing aids, check with your insurance company. It would be a quick call to the agent, and then from the agent to the underwriter to make sure that they're covered. And if not, but you're worried about it, then you ask the agent to find you a carrier that will at least cover them in case they do, you know, get lost or stolen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very good advice. I mean, these are things you don't think of, you know, as a layperson. And as we always say, working with Bering Star and the professionals there, you don't know, you know. Yeah, you get the ads out there, you know, don't get what you don't need, but you don't know what you need until you start talking to an expert like you, Nick. So,
correct. Yeah.
It's time for our first break, and then we'll be back after that to talk more about insurance with our friends from Bering Star. This week's show is co-sponsored by Bering Star Insurance, who have locations in the Fall River area, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Maybe you got a little bit of extra money at the holidays and you want to open up a CD. FRMCU has some great CD specials going on right now. Check out our website at frmcu.com or call us at 508-678-9028 to find out all the great ways you can start saving and earning more with as little as $500 in a new CD at FRMCU. This week's show, again, is co-sponsored by Bering Star Insurance. Bering Star offers quality auto and homeowners insurance at discounted rates when you switch and combine with Arbella, including a special group auto discount for all active members of FRMCU. So check out our Bering Star Insurance and check out FRMCU.com to see all the great benefits of membership, including your discounted auto insurance through Bering Star Insurance and Arbella. Today we're talking with Nick Cummings, who joins us each most months. Sometimes he does take a vacation, so we have to let him do that. We were talking about listings and scheduling things that you might have gotten during the holidays. And it's important to have that protection to make sure that if something happens, you can get made whole. And, you know, as we've gone through the years and there's different catastrophes, that impacts what everyone's premiums are, right, Nick?
That's correct. And it's unfortunate. And I'm going to go into a couple of technical terms, which everyone will be easy to, it'll be easy for everyone to understand, Matt. So this year, 2024, rates are going up, and they're not going up just a little. I'm always up front with my clients and, you know, prospects, and we know everyone is seeing that the rates are really, really going up. And this is what we call a hard market when we're looking at in insurance terms. Last year, the past 2 years, they were kind of a medium market. 2015, we kind of regulated that as a soft market. That means all the carriers wanted all the business. It didn't matter. They were writing it. You know, we were coming out of that major, major snowstorm we had, you know, so they were just hungry for all new business. It's all changed now in a span of less than 10 years, where a lot of carriers are saying no, no, no. They're tightening up their underwriting guidelines. And the reason for this, you know, look at last year. You know, I was talking to a customer the other day, and I said, just type in catastrophes or weather-related catastrophes for 2023. And, you know, most of them happen in the Midwest. Most of them happen on the West Coast. And a lot of customers say, well, what does that have to do with me? How does that impact me? And, you know, you have to understand that, you know, when insurance companies have to pay out large claims, the insurance companies themselves are insured by other insurance companies, bigger ones, and they're called reinsurers. So when you have a lot of catastrophes and these insurance companies have to pay out, their costs go up to insure themselves. So that obviously is trickled down and transferred onto the clients. It's transferred onto the auto. It's transferred onto the home. It's transferred, you know, onto commercial lines, personal lines. And it's just not regional. It's across the area. So, you know, we've heard of Lloyd's of London and AIG. If you haven't heard of AIG, they're another big reinsurer. Well, they insure all these companies. They can't let these companies go out of business because there'll be nobody to insure the people in these areas. So what happens is they increase the rates for the insurance carriers across the board, a little more for, you know, carriers in Florida, carriers down in California. However, it's still spread across the board. So, you know, when you have really high inflation, which we have now, and we're not talking about, you know, one side of the aisle or the other, we're just talking about high inflation, coupled with the catastrophes, you know, most insurance is regulated by the government or the state. So they're setting prices and they're saying, hey, listen, you know what? We have to make sure that, you know, insurance companies remain solvent to pay our customers. And the way that a lot of companies do that is they have to increase their rate. They don't like doing it in double-digit figures. However, there are some renewals and a lot, you know, some of my customers are coming back and saying, why are the rates so high? I haven't had a claim. I've been a great driver. You know, I've owned my house for 20 years and I haven't had a claim. And, you know, is this an industry standard? And, you know, unfortunately, right now, you know, for 2024, the rates are really high. And I'm encouraging customers, you know, to ask your agent to remarket it. If they've already said they've looked at it and they haven't sent you anything, I would probably, you know, call another agent. And I hate to say that, but I have a lot of customers who have been reaching out to me or new prospects saying, well, I contact my agent. They said they looked around. I'm like, well, did they send you the other quotes for you to take a look at? And they said, no. It's always the customer's benefit to shop around. I'll give you one quick example for the customers that happened this morning. Yesterday, a woman contacted me. She sent me her Liberty policy that renews March 9th. And her renewal premium, she's been driving over 30 years, no accidents, no claims whatsoever, is almost $2,100. And I just couldn't believe that premium is up there. So I requoted it, and we can write a better policy for her. She had really low liability limits, and she's going to save herself $1,000. And that's not cutting any coverages, actually increasing and giving her better protection. And she called me back and says, you know, is this the same policy? How did you get it so low? I said, different companies have different rates for different territories. So do yourself the favor, call an agent and say, hey, listen, can you review this with me? Can we talk about, you know, bundling my policies? Can I save some money here and there?
Yeah, no, that's so important, bearing side where you have, you have Arbel, but you have other, insurance companies that you're dealing with. An agent like yours can actually give them options, right?
That's correct. That's correct. When someone contacts me to do comparison shopping, I will give them all the quotes from all the carriers. So we've seen the catchy phrases from the Progressives and the Geicos that they give all the prices to the carriers. Baringstad does the exact same thing. We want you to know, hey, listen, these are all the carriers we have. This is why we're recommending this carrier here. But look at the prices of all the other carriers we quoted it with. So, Arbella, the great company, they have a great product. They stand behind their product and everything. However, you know, like you said, we have other carriers. If that customer's need doesn't fit Arbella, it might fit another carrier. We can actually make some recommendations on how to save some money, how to make sure that you're protected without compromising any kind of protection that, you know, the customer may need.
Great. It's always important to understand that. And as you say, the cost of insurance goes up. It's a commodity almost. You know, when people needed people out there, they were going to get them in. Now they don't want to be, dealing with claims or things that are going to be draining on them, so that, you know, now it's more costly. And that's where sometimes, you know, looking at what claims you do file can have a big impact. I mean, if you have a small thing that, you know, isn't much more than deductible, you can file a claim, get a payment, but then you may end up having your premiums go up because, you know, that, you know, your risk profile has gone up, right?
That's correct. And that applies across the board for auto and home. And in Massachusetts, insurance companies can't run your credit score like they can in almost every other state in the United States to give you an auto rate. So it's generally where you live, your driving record, and any claims that you put in. However, you know, if you are one of these people, and they call them an habitual claims submitter, that's going to affect you on your renewal. I have a customer right now, and his wife just got a little tap, and there was no damage. However, his rear camera sensor is now going off, and the dealership gave him an estimate of $900. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she didn't get any other information, so I said, well, you're going to have to pay your deductible of $500, you know, so you're going to be left, you know, and the carrier will pay, you know, for something or something like that. I said, however, you know, on the renewal, even though it's not an at-fault accident and you're not being surcharged for it, it's definitely going to impact your renewal. So, you know, I always ask my customers, listen, if something happens, give me a call. If it's worthwhile putting the claim in, that's why you have insurance, but not for these small claims that, you know, are going to eventually either increase your premium on your renewal or generate a lot of agents. I read this morning that a lot of agents are complaining that carriers are just issuing non-renewal notices for giving reasons for, like, due to inspection or something like that. So it's definitely, you know, if you're questioning a claim, contact the agent and say, hey, can I discuss this with someone?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, because the insurance is a difficult one, you know, and you know, there's a lot of, you know, low cost, low service ones that they want to get in here. They get your premiums, but yeah, they're more reticent to make the claims out. And you know, if you're having a lot of, you know, if you are someone that's going to be requiring payments to be paid, you know, it is a risk to the agency. It's interesting that in Massachusetts you can't do the credit report for that. I mean, that almost is not great for the people that have good credit and, you know, take responsibility, you know, that they can't get a benefit from that. So that could change over time too.
And that's a great argument, Matt. And I got to tell you, there's not a lot of people that have that same view that you just did, and I have the same thing. I'm like, listen, I don't want people to get slammed. Maybe they got themselves into a bad credit situation, and there's reasons for that. However, you know, for the people who have really good credit, who took care of to make sure that they maintained and have good credit, they're really not getting the benefit other than their good driving and where they live. So, I mean, I do think it's coming. There's a big push for it, and there's a big push against it. I think eventually, you know, like the Geicos and the Progressives making their way into the mass market in 2008, I think, you know, I think that some carriers may, it'll have to be approved by the division in the state house, obviously, but, you know, we may see it, you know, within a decade, we'll see.
Great. Well, it's time for another break. We'll be back after these messages to talk more about insurance with our friends from Bearing Star, and we'll see you after these messages. If you want to call in and join the conversation, 508-673-1480. Welcome back to Sea Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And today's show is co-sponsored by Bearing Star Insurance. Bearing Star Insurance offers quality auto and homeowners insurance at discounted rates when you switch and combine with Arvella, including a special group auto discount for all active members of FRMCU. As a member of the Arvella Insurance Group, Bearing Star offers superior claim settlement, dedicated local agents, and understand you, your community, and the values of additional coverages at competitive rates. With convenient locations in Fall River, Bearing Star understands the unique needs of our community. Nick Cummings is with us from Bearing Star, and we've been talking about some important things about coverages and costs. And it can get confusing. You get the data sheet or the policy sheet for your auto insurance, and there's comprehensive, there's collision, there's limited collision, a lot of different terms that can get confusing. So can you help, kind of weed through it, and you know, what is the difference between collision, limited collision, and the comprehensive coverages, and what you need?
Sure, that's a great question, Matt. And these, some of the things that we'd like to review, and you know, a lot of people may assume, and they say, "Hey, I know what that is," and you know, I have a customer yesterday who I'm going to be writing three policies for her tomorrow. And she said, hey, can we review just what each one of these things means on my auto policy? And the biggest shocker was, and I'll get back to it, was damage to someone else's property, which she was confused on what that is. But so collision coverage covers your vehicle. So let's go down the coverage page. And let's start with, we have, you know, personal injury protection, bodily injury to others, whether someone gets hurt by your car, in your car, in another vehicle. However, you know, let's start with part four, which is damage to someone else's property. So that's damage to someone else's property, someone else's car, someone else's boat. And it's like boat, you know, if somebody, you know, trailing a boat and they stop short and you rear end that boat, that's someone else's property. I have customers, unfortunately, you know, we've talked about this before, that have slid on ice and you know, gone right into people's front porches. That's someone else's property. A parked motorcycle. Somebody goes to park. I've had a customer knock over a gentleman's $30,000 motorcycle. So someone else's property. And I generally ask my customers and prospects, please take a look at that part on your policy. That's one of those parts in the policy, Matt, where if you have 50 or 100,000, I always write 250,000. The cost to increase it from, just say, from 100,000 to 250,000 is maybe $15 over the whole year. And a lot of people ask, now, what do I need $250,000 coverage for? And I'm like, well, you know what? I don't know. Say that you're driving past the Maserati dealership in Norwood, Massachusetts, and you rear end a $180,000 Maserati that just came out of the body shop or just came out of the showroom and the guy's driving it. Well, if you have $100,000 for damage to someone else's property and that car is totaled, that's the most the policy is going to pay. It's going to pay $100,000. The rest has got to come out of your pocket. So my recommendation is always have $250,000 because there are a lot of $100,000 cars out there. Look at the Teslas, you know, all these vehicles out there. There's another one called Genesis, a high-end vehicle. Pickup truck itself is like $80,000. So just to digress on damage to someone else's property. But so to get back to the collision covers your vehicle. You're in an at-fault accident, they'll pay for the damage to your vehicle minus the deductible if it's your fault. However, if your vehicle is parked and you have a hit and run and no one leaves any information, that collision will still pay for your vehicle. However, they will apply your deductible. And the reason is, even though it's not your fault and your vehicle was parked, they can't recover the money that it would cost to repair your vehicle from anybody because they fled the scene. Mm-hmm. So collision covers your vehicle, whether it's your fault or not. If it's your fault, hit and run, you're going to pay your deductible. Limited collision is exactly what it says, limited. So limited collision, the big kicker here is it does not cover on a hit and run where you can't identify the person that hit your vehicle. So if your car's in the parking lot, somebody sideswipes it, drives away, you have limited collision, you don't have any information, then there's nowhere for the insurance company to recover to repair the damage to your vehicle, so there would be no coverage. The bright spot is limited collision. If somebody does hit you and you do get all their information, you can either go through your carrier and they will recover the money, or you can go directly against the other person's insurance company. I always leave it up to my customers, and like you and I were talking about, submitting a claim, even though it's someone else's fault, it may impact, it may not impact. However, the big difference between collision and limited collision is the cost. Mm-hmm. Limited collision, depending on, you can actually have a zero deductible for limited collision, and the cost is generally under $100, whereas I've seen collision costs anywhere from $6,000, $7,000 to $1,500. So as your car is getting older, I generally recommend, you know, I explain what the difference is between limited collision and collision. And, you know, the biggest hazard that you have is, you know, somebody hitting your vehicle and you not getting the information. So that's generally the difference between collision and limited collision.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's also, in addition, if you're a loyalty programs or, you know, repeat customers, or you keep the same coverages with the same agency, sometimes, you know, some of the policies you can get credits towards that deductible over time, right? If you don't have any claims for a number of years, right?
Correct. And That's called disappearing deductible. Mostly everyone has heard of it. So if you have this endorsement on your policy, and what happens is for every year you go claim-free, they take $100 off your deductible. So you start a policy, you don't have a claim for 5 years, you have a $500 deductible. Well, essentially you've built up $500 worth of a disappearing deductible. So if you do have a claim and you have that $500 disappearing deductible in the bank per se, then your deductible, they will not apply the deductible there. That endorsement itself is definitely absolutely 100%. That's one of the endorsements that I recommend absolutely, especially if you're, you know, everyone's a safe driver, but, you know, the customer is always happy when, you know, they have that one unfortunate accident, like 5 to 6 years after they have that endorsement and the company comes back and says, okay, well, you have disappearing deductible, so we're not going to apply. Or if you have 3 years, you know, $300 comes off the deductible. So that's always a good thing to have, you know. And accident forgiveness is another thing that can save you, you know, in 1 year, anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 on renewal. So disappearing deductible, accident forgiveness, these are endorsements that cost you a little money. However, these are endorsements that work in the favor of the customer 100% of the time. It, you know, a lot of people see it as a moneymaker. I said, yes, I understand that. But you know what? When I show you the examples of somebody who has a disappearing deductible or accident forgiveness and someone who doesn't, and they have that small claim and their renewal premium, people are like, wow, that's, you know, that's a couple thousand dollars. I'm like, yep, that is. It's to your advantage to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, look for all those discounts. Like if you're a member of FRMCU, by bundling and going through, there's a group discount to with our Bella that you can get. You know, is an additional savings. You know, to get that. Anything else on the auto coverage that people maybe miss? You know, glass coverage, things like that.
Yeah. So comprehensive coverage. So that was one of the discussions I had yesterday. She said, you know, what does that cover? And so generally, I explained to her, it's fire, theft, and vandalism. That's what it covers, fire, theft, and vandalism, and the glass coverage. I always caution people when they say, I want a glass deductible. Taking a $100 glass deductible on your comprehensive coverage is not going to save you much money, Matt, and it's actually going to cost you. The difference between saving that and what I've seen is it's going to cost you an extra $56 when you have to get your windshield replaced. I've never sold a glass deductible in 30 years. It's just one of those things where it's not worth my customer to pay out of his pocket when they can have 100% glass covered. The one word of caution I would give to people who have like the big box stores, and I'm not begrudging the Geicos, the Progressives, or the Allstate, State Farms, but they're very big on a glass deductible. So if you're getting a quote from them, they do give you the option to have a zero glass deductible for your comprehensive coverage. And I always recommend people take that because it's not to the customer's advantage to have the glass deductible. Doesn't make sense. Economically, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Great. And then, you know, as people are, you know, and we've talked about before, if you're renting a car, you know, whether that, you know, coverage, you know, that they sell, you know, it, I've heard horror stories, especially recently, people go on vacation, they turn in the car, take pictures of the vehicle before and after, so you can show, you know, if there was damage before, and, you know, then you turn it in, that all of a sudden, 2 days later, there doesn't, something doesn't show up that you haven't got proof for, right?
Yeah, that's true. And that is absolutely a great question on the rental car coverage. You know, everybody has a camera in their pocket now, or 99% of us do. So I recommend, you know, when you're renting a car, first of all, you know, find out what they're charging you for the damage waiver. And, you know, if that damage waiver is $15 a day and you have the car for 10 days, that's $150. What is your deductible on your auto policy? $500. I'd rather pay $150, bring the car back, or just bring the steering wheel back, and then let the insurance company take care of it from there, than have to pay my $500 deductible. And you have to remember, it's not the rental car's company, it's not their job to figure out who's at fault. So you're bringing it back damaged, even though someone else has damaged it, it's not their job to investigate the claim. They just want to get paid for the vehicle. So take pictures of the car, take pictures of the front right and the back left. It captures most of the car. And then when you return it, make sure that they take a look at it. and, you know, don't have somebody sign off and just say you're all set and drop it. And that's a big thing right there, is especially down in Florida, they have the mega rental car places in the garages where you just walk now and they say, hey, just pick one out of row 8 and you pick it up, and then you drop it back off. And I tell people, listen, you know, do yourself a favor, take a picture of the car. If you're unsure about, you know, should you take the damage waiver, if you have coverage for it, contact your agent. And rental coverage definitely is one of those things that is a benefit to the customer. It pays for itself. You know, the average rental cost for a year is $62, and the average cost for a rental, say, is $30. So if you need a rental, after 2 days, it's already paid for itself. So that's just another benefit, you know. And the horror stories that I've heard, Matt, is, you know, you have a husband and wife that have two cars. You know, he uses the car to go to work. She uses the minivan to take the kids to school, soccer practice, hockey practice, whatever. You know, the van gets into an accident. They tell me they don't need rental. So I'm like, okay, sign off here saying you don't want it. I highly don't recommend that. And then all of a sudden they're stuck. They don't have a vehicle because he needs the vehicle to get to work. She doesn't have the van. So it's definitely worth, you know, if you have a big vehicle, you have six kids and you got a Yukon, get $45 a day. It, you know, that $100 will pay for itself time and time again.
Yeah. And the substitute vehicle, that's if the car is in an accident or there's a claim that's going to be done. It's not like, oh, if something's wrong with the car, it's not not workable, and you have to have it in the shop for a week. That this just covers if there is an accident related to why you don't have the car, right?
Correct. So if there is a claim against the vehicle, claim against the carrier, that's when your substitute transportation / rental car kicks in. Not because of mechanical problems. And, you know, I've had customers say, well, that doesn't make sense. And I'm like, well, what happened to your car? Well, the spark wire caught on fire, and now I have, you know, $5,000 worth of damage to my engine that has to be repaired. And I'm like, well, are you paying for it? Is the insurance company paying for it? And they're like, well, I got to pay for it out of my pocket. It's not covered. And I'm like, well, then if you're paying for it, why would you expect the insurance company to give you a rental car for something that's a mechanical breakdown or damage or something like that? And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, not happy, but, you know, you're getting that on there just in case your car is out of service while it's being repaired. They're giving you that substitute transportation.
Mm-hmm. And something to remember is if you're getting the coverages, you know, what coverages are coming in place? I had a question. I just lost it. I'm hearing, you know, sometimes you're getting a new quote from a new company, especially some of the ones online, and they're giving you a 6-month policy, not a full year policy. Is there a benefit to that, or is that, you know, hey, get in here, I'm going to give you a low rate for 6 months, and now it's going to go up?
Well, that there are pros and cons to both of those, believe it or not. You know, in the old days, people would remember, oh, Geico, Progressive, and you know, they're going to ruin the industry, and they haven't really ruined the industry. So the benefits of maybe a 6-month policy is somebody who maybe either has had their license, they're newly licensed, so they don't have the best driving record, and they can't afford that really, really big insurance payment from either a standard carrier or that 12-month policy. So the big box guys, they offer a 6-month policy. They offer different bill payments. I had a gentleman who couldn't afford the annual policy, so the 6-month policy, I think, was probably around $240 a month for 6 months. And he could afford that because he had a car payment. Unfortunately, he had back-to-back accidents, which now, you know, he has to wait for those to fall off his driving record. But that was one of the things that worked in his benefit. What doesn't work in your benefit is if you have a 6-month policy and you have an accident in between that policy, when they go to renew that policy in 6 months, that surcharge is going to kick in. They're going to charge you additional premium for that, as opposed to if you had a 12-month policy. You know, Arbella and most of the standard carriers, they don't sell 6-month policies. They don't sell 12-month policies. If you have any kind of accident or surcharge or something like that, that won't get applied to your policy until the renewal, which is a 12-month policy. So there are benefits. There are drawbacks. It all depends on, you know, the customer's certain situations. And then again, you know, some of these carriers, you know, the more products that you put with them, Progressive love what we call toys. They love, you know, the ski-mobiles. They love the dirt bikes. They love the boats. So if you're one of those people that, you know, that have a lot of those, what they call toys, then it's definitely, I always will quote Progressive and send that back to them and give them a line item for each one, as opposed to, you know, 12, you know, a 12 month policy, just to give them an option to take a look at. But, you know, now we're getting back to the bundling thing. The more policies you have with that one company, the better your premium is going to be. Auto, home, condo, it doesn't matter, renters. You know, they're giving across the board discounts for each thing.
Great. Well, it's time to take one more break, then we'll be back to wrap up the hour talking with our friends from Baring Star Insurance. So give us a call if you want to join the conversation. Otherwise, at 508-673-1480. Otherwise, we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to See You Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chunick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And today we're co-sponsored by Baring Star Insurance. With a world of insurance options, choose coverage from an agent who lives and works in right in your community. You have work to earn those things you care about. Partnering with Baring Star, a member of the Arbella Insurance Group, gives you the opportunity to work with an insurance professional who will offer local advice, guidance, and insurance products to protect you, your family, and your business. Baring Star, makes a difference. We're joined by Nick Cummings today from Baring Star, and you were talking about some of the toys that are out there that people have. Now, say you have a vehicle, here in the Northeast, where it's so cold out here, you have a convertible or a vehicle that you only drive half the year. Is there a benefit to trying to insure for only half the year, or things can still happen to it even if you're not driving around, right?
Correct. And that's another option that you have. You can actually have it if you have it stored. That's one of those probably one-offs. That's probably a proactive thing, you know, a proactive move that we would quote it with something like that. Generally, what will happen is somebody has, like, say the car is an antique, and we're talking antique, we're not talking 1930s now. Most cars that are considered antique are 25 years or younger. So if you have a newer car, it's a convertible, you only drive it in its garage, we always take a look at, you know, maybe that a 6 month policy is definitely beneficial towards you. And then we just got to make sure that you have the correct coverages on there. We always recommend, or I always recommend it, if you're going to take a vehicle off the road or put the minimum coverage on it, we have to look to make sure that you don't have an umbrella policy, because generally they want you to keep the coverage on there as far as the liability goes. Just in case someone takes the car out, you want the umbrella to respond. But however, I always recommend keeping at least $2,000 of the comprehensive coverage, which we're going back to fire theft and vandalism. And what I'm recommending to my customers is to insure the vehicle and protect it against fire. If that's in your garage and your house burns down, your house, your homeowner's policy will not respond to replace that vehicle. Unfortunately, I had a good friend of mine who took all the coverage off his motorcycle, probably a $28,000 motorcycle, and had it stored in a shed attached to his house. And unfortunately, the house had a fire, the shed burnt, and the motorcycle was in there, and he didn't have any coverage for it because he had taken all the coverage off instead of just keeping that comprehensive coverage on it.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you're doing that, is it typically you're paying for a year and then you get rebated halfway through, or can you write the six-month policy if someone goes that route?
You can write the 6 month policy if it is an antique. There are specialty carriers. There's Hagerty, American Modern. So there are some specialty carriers out there that don't charge full rated premiums because they know the vehicle's not driven that often or it's stored. If you have a classic car, it's almost impossible for a regular standard insurance company to replace that vehicle. So it's always better, you know, say you have a 1955 Mercury. And the car is worth, like, you know, $120,000. Well, having that insured on a standard policy rather than having a specialty policy from like Hagerty or one of the antique carriers. All they do is antiques. They don't do anything else. So they know the market. They're able to adjust, you know, their premiums. And it's just to the customer's benefit. So, you know, if you have those toys, you know, there's a market for the antiques. There's a market for the snowmobiles. Like you and I have talked before, jet skis, companies hate jet skis. We can get insurance for them. Progressive will write them. However, if you have an umbrella policy, it's very, very difficult. There are very few carriers that will overwrite that jet ski. You know, we can get them. It's going to cost a little more money.
Yeah, and that's something to remember, and we can probably get to it next time. You know, the umbrella policies are great. They cover, you know, above and beyond what your homeowners and everything is in case you have someone that falls or, you know, insulates you from liability. But there's things that you have to do to make sure that, you know, that you have to answer to when you have it. You know, do you have a dog? Do you have what type of dog? Right. You know, is if you have a pool, is the fence, you know, there? All those things. But it's because, you know, they're taking on that liability, the risk, if something does happen, right?
That's correct. And when you're getting an umbrella policy, they're asking more questions. Like you said, the dog, the pool, the fence, does it have a lock on it? One of the big hazards that insurance companies don't like is, believe it or not, is any pool above or below ground. Not only do they want you to really have a fence around your property, but they want you to have a fence around that pool that has a lock on it. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, because, you know, children do wander and, you know what, they don't know the hazard. So the insurance company is trying to prevent any kind of accident like that happening.
Great. Well, again, it's always great having you on, Nick. And, you know, for anybody out there that wants to find out, you can go to BearingStar.com to find out more about Bearing Star Insurance. And don't forget to check out FRMCU.com to see all the great benefits of membership, including a discount with Arbella Insurance through Bearing Star. So thanks again, Nick.
Thank you. Welcome very much. And have a great week.
You too. Stay warm. And thanks everyone out there for listening, and tune in next week to See You Wednesday.